on that note. Okay, we're on Daf Tesvav. I was a little bit debating what to talk about. There's a very interesting discussion about what we started talking about yesterday on the top of the page about the story with Rabbi Chanan Lafta and Rabbi Chanan Ben Tradyon, that they did something wrong because it says that the Chacham didn't approve of them. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it yesterday, and I saw that in the Ran, I went through it, there's a three-way Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam and the Ran. And I had to understand that, but I think it'll be easier to understand once we learn Test Zayin, the next daf, so we can do that next week once we learn Test, because they referenced that daf, so we may as well wait, and then you'll get, then it'll be easier to understand. The way this parak is structured is that there's just one Mishnah. It's about four blot, I think, in the whole parak. And there's only one Mishnah, so this big chunk that we learned this week is going to be broken up little by little, so we don't have to delve into everything right now, because the Gemara will embellish it. Before we do the main thing, the Daf HaShavuot sent out these cute emails now and then. It says, did you realize that this week, connected to Parshas HaShavuot, there was something in the Daf? So that's what they sent out last week, because it was Parshas Shlach, and Parshas Shlach, the Gemara talked about Yoshua and Kalev, and Moshe and Aaron, fell on their face, and Yoshua and Kalev, and they closed their clothes. They said, how about that? Same week. So what happened this week was almost like that. So obviously we say Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh. Halacha is that if you forget to say Yalav Yavo in Shemar Esrei, you're supposed to repeat it, except for Mar. If you forget Yalav Yavo in benching, do you have to repeat it? Do you have to repeat benching? Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
No, you don't.
You don't. Why not? No suda. No obligation to have a suda. Right? So that's what the post is going to say. You're not obligated to have a suda. So you don't have to repeat it. You don't have to say Yalav Yavo. So I think that there's a proof to that from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, in the end of the Mishnah, I don't know if the post can bring it, I wanted to look it up, I didn't look it up in the Magen Avraham, I know in the Shulchan Aruch was discussed, I know they came and talk about this, whether there's a Chiyav Simcha, and Simcha usually means Basar Yayin or some kind of meal. So we think that there should be a proof in this Mishnah. Mishnah says in the end of this big gargantuan Mishnah, in Gozrin Tanis Tzibar Rashi Chadashim B'Chanukah V'Purim. We don't decree on the Tzibar Tanis on those days. Rabban Gamliel says if they started, they don't have to interrupt. They started a fast, and then Chanukah V'Purim came. So I don't know how that would happen, but let's say Rosh Chodesh could happen in the time of the Mikdash when they would be Mekadosh Apir Re'iyah. So if they ate. Eidim showed up and then they declared Rosh Chodesh, then they don't have to interrupt. Amar Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Sheh, Amar Rabban Gamliel, Ein Mafsikin. Meir said, even though Rabban Gamliel said we don't interrupt, we don't stop. Moda Hayash Ein Mashlimin. He agrees that we don't complete it. So you can continue fasting, but you don't finish off the day. Chayin Tisha B'av Shachal Yos B'Arab Shabbos. Same thing with Tisha B'av and Arab Shabbos. So the Rashi over here says. On the second wide line, Barashay Chadashim Digri Moed. So why don't we make a fast? Because on those days, because on Rosh Chodesh it's called a Moed. So just like a Yom Tov would have the halacha that we don't fast on Yom Tov because it would be a contradiction to the Moed, so too on Rosh Chodesh we don't fast. Then Rashi says, V'mischidu shekibu atanis mikolam lachain. If they had accepted atanis prior, v'nichas bahen Rosh Chodesh, and then Rosh Chodesh entered in Masikin. And here the problem is, why not? We just said it's called a Moed. So Rashi says, the Afal Gav, the Green Moed, even though it's called a Moed, one would have thought that you would stop the fast right away. Loksi Beyom Mishta V'Simcha. It doesn't say that it's a day of drinking and Simcha. It's not a day of Mishnah Simcha. So therefore, if they had accepted upon themselves a Tainus, and then it became Rosh Chodesh, they don't have to start eating right away, right? They don't have to be masik. When it says ein masikin, means you don't have to be masik. You don't have to interrupt it right away and start eating. So Rashi says, because it doesn't say about it that it's the Yom Mishta V'Simcha. As long as it's not Yom Mishta V'Simcha, there's no requirement to eat. So therefore, the Tanakhama, Rabban Gamliel, says that you don't have to be masik, you can keep on fasting. Now, Rav Meir goes on to say that Rabban Gamliel would say that Eimachsikin, they have to, he says you don't complete it. So that sounds like some kind of middle ground. I'm not sure if there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. Simplest thing that would be that there's no machlokas Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is explaining Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Meir is saying, Afa pisha amar Rabbi Gamliel. Eimafsikin modehu she'eimashlimin. Even though Rabbi Gamliel said this, this is what he would agree. He would agree that you don't complete it. So it would come out that there's some kind of middle ground that, on the one hand, it sounds like Rashi is saying that there's no chiyuv of mishta v'simcha, but since there's no obligation to have a suda, you don't have to stop in the middle of the day and have a suda. But he says that ein mashlimin would mean we don't complete it. I guess it means you're not chayav to complete it. I'm not sure if it means you're not allowed to complete it. In other words, do you have to eat before dusk, or mm-hmm. on that day? Mm-hmm. Not clear if it means you don't have to. Or you say you may.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you see from here, from these from the Rashi, that there's this that the reason that in Mafsikin you don't have to Mafsik is because it's not Mishnah V'Simcha. I mean, if it would have been called a day of Mishnah V'Simcha, then you'd have to be obligated to eat and drink. And just like on Yom Tov, we have an obligation to eat, in the daytime. You're not supposed to fast past Chatzos. That's the halacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you fast past Chatzos, it's like an affliction of sorts. So then if that would have been the case, then we would have said that you have to be masik, at least to eat before Chatzos. We see from here that there's not an obligation of Mishnah V'Simcha. So that's what I thought. It coincided this week with Rosh Chodesh. I had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, so...
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no chiyuv of mishta v'simcha. So you also not to say aliyah. If you don't have to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sure thing. I want to go back to just a first basic question that comes up in the Mishnah here. When the Mishnah starts, it starts with the word Seder Tanios. Ketzad, the order of the fast. How is it? What is the procedure we do on the fast day? So it says that Matzina Sateva, you take out the Aron Kodesh, Lerchov Shalir, and Nosnenefa Mikla, you put on the ashes on Gabia Teva, Rosh HaNasi, Rosh HaBeit, and so on. Whole procedure of putting on the ashes, saying, getting the Zakin to say Divrei Chibushin, giving them to inspire them to do tshuva. It's not just about fasting, it's about Shavu Midarkam Hara, so on, and then the tefillah. And then it goes on to say that there are 24 brachas, that they bring a special shayach tzibar, hizakin, v'ragil, yeshlabanim, v'yitzarekam, and it's like almost like Rosh Hashanah, like the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, that you have a person who's supposed to have children, and it's going to be able to arouse the people with emotional tefillah, and he's experienced. And he says, Esrim Arba Brachos, 24 Brachos, 18 of every day, and he adds on another 6. That's what the Mishnah says. So the first basic question is, the state of Taniyos Ketzan, so a little misleading, the order of Taniyos, which Taniyos are we talking about? We just finished the last parak, just to follow the flow here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a new parak, but it's a continuation. We just finished from the last parak, and the Mishnah is delineated that first step is Yechidim, take upon themselves to fast, and then Bezin decrees 3 fasts, which are half day fasts, and they only start during the daytime. And then Avru Elul Lanan, and that was the last mention of those fasts. And then Bezin goes in Gimel Taniyos Acheros. There's another 3, which now it's a 24-hour fast, and not supposed to wear shoes, and Ruchitza is Aser, and so on. And then it says Avru Elul Lanan, Bezin goes in Aleim Od Sheva Shein Yud Gimel. Then they add another 7, and on those. So, when it says Seder Taniyos, is it talking about all 3?
Right.
Talking about, maybe the last 2 only, or is it talking about the last 3?
Mm-hmm.
So, suddenly the Mishnah is vague. Rashi doesn't say anything here. So let's. What I want to just do is just Chazal is Gemara over here, and then Chazal and Chazal is Gemara before on Daf Yud Gimel, which also touches upon this, and then we'll see a Tosis, and just it's a way of reviewing. They just put out the Bechina for 7 and 11. Daf 7 to Daf 11. So this is a part of one of the ways to review in a way that's like brings another layer of Havana understanding. Seder Tanios, the Mishnah, Gemara starts. Seder Tanios Ketzar. What's the order of Tanios? Motzina Sateva. They take out the Aron V'chulei, etc. Filo B'Kamaisa, and even in the first one, I think Kamaisa might mean the first, or it might mean the first ones, plural, like the first and second. You see from the Gemara's question that the Gemara is asking on the first two. You mean it to say they take out the Teva and they say the. And they put the ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh, and this whole procedure, even in the first ones, Braminu, Shalosh Tanios Rishonos, Ushnios, the first three fasts and the second three fasts, Nichnas and the Besaknes, it's a Mespalim. They enter the shul and they daven. That conducts Mespalim Kol Shana Kula, the way that they daven all year round. Shalachronos, Matsina Sateva, Lurchov Shalir. Our Mishnah says that, sorry, this Bryce says clearly that in the first and second ones they dive in their house, like the way they dive in all year round. Last seven, they take out their Aron Kodesh to the city and they put their ashes on the table and on the people's heads. And also says that they use the ashes that were burned. Afer could mean dirt. Tanakama could be referring to dirt, dust, and Nasa says they used ashes. Mm-hmm. So what's the kasha? Kasha seems to be that how could it be that the Mishnah would be saying Seder Tanios, generic, fast in general, have this procedure of going out into the street with the Aron and putting the ashes? It says in the Braisa that that's specifically with the Shavach Aron.
Right. Why is it?
It's just a contradiction because the Gemara thinks that Seder Tanios means all Tanios.
Right.
The Gemara answers what you said. Right? But our Mishnah also means that. Our Mishnah is talking about the last seven. That's what the Rambam says is in the Pirush HaMishnayos, a one liner. He says that this applies to the last seven. Rambam says, Seder Tanios, Ketzah Matzinus Ateva, Zeh Seder, Einu Ela B'Shava Achronos. This order that the Mishnah is talking about is only in the last seven. Right? I thought that there could be a riot to this, there would be a proof to this, that even though the Mishnah itself here doesn't explicitly say the last seven, we kind of are forced to come to that from the Braisa, but I thought there was a proof to that just from the thing about the shofar blowing, right? We know from the last Mishnah that says, and the Gemara talked about this in Mishnah on Yidbeis on Yidbeis. It said that there was an extra chumrah of the last seven she be'elu matriyim menol nesachanios. That we do a trua and we lock the doors. So, the trua is only in the last seven. That's what the Mishnah says. So, the Mishnah over here in the beginning of the Mishnah, on top of the page, the story of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanan ben Chadron, it says that someone they finished the bracha, they didn't answer amen. Taku akhanim v'taku. It says the akhanim blew. And then hariyu bnei aron hariyu. It said they told them to do trua. So, the only time that there's a tekiyah and a trua is in the last seven. Because the Mishnah says that there's a chumrah of these seven, Shabbat Matriyan. And the Gemara said before last week that Matriyan, the machlokus in the Gemara, if Matriyan means shofros or if it means saying anenu, saying a special tefillah of anenu. But the Gemara came out over there that kuliyam lo pligi, everyone agrees that it definitely means blowing in the shofar. Could it also mean anenu? That was the question. Could it also mean anenu? But for our purposes, it means blowing the shofar. So blowing the shofar was only done in the last seven. So over here, the Mishnah is bringing a ma'aser Rabbi Chalata, Rabbi Chanan ben Chajon, and saying that they blew the shofar. So presumably, it's the Mishnah must be talking about the last seven, because that's the only time we blow the shofar, right? So that will be a proof to this. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't bring it as a proof. I guess you could wiggle out of this, and you could say that it doesn't have to be that it's a proof, because the Mishnah brings a ma'isa shahaya, a ma'isa b'meir avichan lafta b'chanan ben Chajon. So one could say that even though it's in the same, you know, it's grouped together in the same Mishnah over here, this big Mishnah, maybe it's a new topic, it's like a new paragraph. Mm-hmm. If it's a new topic, one could argue, oh, this ma'isa really happened in the first or the second ones. Right. They blew the shofar. But it's hard to say that because it says they blew the shofar in connection with the bracha Mishana Sava Mahara Maria, Huyanas Kamir Ishmael Kotza Akas Kamayamazem, Mishana Sava Sena Yamsuf. Those Mishanas were in the additional six that were sent on the fast day. So they're talking about those days. So it only makes sense that would be the last seven fasts. Right, so it's just interesting to me. The Gemara doesn't bring it as like a Tanya Nami Hachi or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I think that would be a proof. Anyway, let's go back to the Gemara on Yud Gimel on the base so that we can understand the Tosos better. Fine. The Gemara said on Yud Gimel on the base. He's talking about Yachid Shekibel Atanis. A Yachid accepted upon himself Atanis. So, it says about halfway down the page, Tlusa de Tanis Aichim Ad Karinan. Let's do a quick chazara. The Tefillah of Atanis, how do you mention it? The Tefillah of Atanis, which is Anenu, where do you say it? In the Shemoneh Esrei. Adbrei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Brei, V'darash, Rav Yehuda made a drasha, he took a son, he made a drasha, Yachid Shekibel Tanis, Mispalel Shal Tanis, V'heichan Omna Ben Goel L'Rofe. He says that Yachid would say the Tanis, as a Rashi, he says a bracha b'fnei atzma, between a new bracha, so it would be 19 brachas. Maskifla Rav Yitzchak, V'chi Yachid Kalei Bracha L'atzma, Rav Yitzchak says, can a Yachid make a bracha for himself? The Chachamim only made brachas for the tzibur, but for a person doesn't make new brachas on its own. Elam Rav Yitzchak v'shamei tefila. Rather, he says you put into shamei tefila, and the yachid does not make a new bracha. You just stretch out shamei tefila, so it's a bit longer. V'chinam Rav Sheshes v'shamei tefila. So machlokas amoraim here. One amora says that the yachid makes a bracha by himself. One amora says that it's a this part of Shema Tevila. And then the Gemara gets into this. Meisa ve'yein ben yachal etzibar, lesh ezem ispala shmona esrei, ezem ispala shai esrei. The Gemara asks that, there's a brisa that says that the only difference between a yachal and tzibar is that this one down is 18, this one down is 19. Brachas. My yachal and my tzibar. What is meant by this? Ilei my yachal mamash etzibar shaliyach tzibar, if you're going to say the yachal is literally a yachal, an individual, and the tzibar is the one, someone who's davening for the tzibar, so, Hani Tishayasre, Esme Arbahavu. Is this 19? It's 24. And why are you saying that the Shteh Tzibah would have 19 brachas? The Shteh Tzibah would have 24 brachas. Alalav, Hakikamar. So that's a kasha. So you can't say that the Yachid davens 18 and the Tzibah davens 19 because the Tzibah davens 24. Alalav, Hakikamar. Rather, the Gemara says, no, this is what it means to say. Ein ben Yachid, the Kibbalav Tanis Yachid, the Yachid Shekibbalav Tanis Tzibah. The only difference between a yachid who accepts upon himself a tanis yachid, and versus one who specifies a yachid who specifies he wants a tanis tzibur, unless he's amis palo shemona esrei, he's amis palo tshay esrei. So the Gemara says it must be that we're talking about two individuals. One individual accepted upon himself, he called himself a tanis yachid, he would have in 18 brachas. The one who says he accepts upon himself a tanis tzibur would get on this extra chumrah, this extra privilege to have an extra 19th bracha. So the Gemara says we brought a raya from here that Yachid can make a bracha for himself. So by pulling out out of the Braisa, learning the Braisa like this, the Gemara seems is asking out as a kasha, that how could you say that a yachid has to put into Shomei Tefillah, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yitzchak, so they have to put into Shomei Tefillah. We see from this Braisa that a yachid is allowed to make a bracha for himself. Because when he steps upon himself, at times Tzibur, he'll make a bracha for himself. He'll make a 19th bracha. So the Gemara wants to reject it. Really, I'll tell you that it's not talking about a yachid having a 19th bracha. The yachid only has 18 brachas. Who has a 19th bracha? A 19th bracha, Shliach Tzibur. Uda kakasha lacha Shliach Tzibur, asim ba'abba matzli. And this that you were bothered by the Shliach Tzibur, Davin's 24. So in the first three, that there are not 24. So this is where it comes up. This is going to deal with our Mishnah. The Gemara worked with an assumption that a Shliach Tzibur doesn't daven 19, he davens 24. And where do we know that a Shliach Tzibur davens 24 brachas? From the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, Seder Tanias. Which says that the Shliach Tzibur, the whole process, they go to the outside, the Teva, and they find the ashes, and they daven 18, it's extra 6, it's 18 plus 6, 20 plus 24. So the Gemara says, you were bothered that Shliach Tzibur davens 24. That's, we're talking about the first three Tanyos, where there's not 24. In other words, according to this step in the Gemara, Gemara is comfortable saying that the first three fasts, there would be 19 brachas. There would only be one extra bracha for Anenu. But then the Gemara is implying that everything after, the middle three and the final seven, would have 24 brachas, right? Which is strange. Because according to right now, it's already a problematic. Because our Gemara just established on that we read before that the Mishnah was talking about the final seven. Final seven is when you take out the teva, and that's when and presumably the whole Mishnah is one unit. You take out the teva and you just do 24 brachas. It's only the final seven. Here, the Gemara is comfortable saying that would apply to the final seven and the middle three. Okay, the Gemara asks from a different question, not this question from our Mishnah. The Gemara asks, below, is that not so? V'ha ein bein katani. It says ein bein. There's a brice that says the following: ein bein gimel rishonos the gimel emtzayos ela sheba elu mutarim basias malacha ve'elu asurim basias malacha. That the only difference between the first three and the middle three is that the first three you're allowed to do work, and then the middle three you're not allowed to do work. So that's the only difference. Ain bein. Halakha b'dalei zevezeh shamin. But in terms of 24, they're both equal. Mm-hmm. So, meaning, if a 24, they're both equal, and so the first three and the middle three would not have 24, they'd have 19. So it's almost like the Gemara could have asked, we read the Mishnah, the Gemara could have asked from the Mishnah, the Mishnah, instead of asking for the Braisa. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Gemara wanted to bring a sharper question from the Braisa, says, Ein Bein. The Gemara answers the Tana Mishayer. The Tana left it out. That really, you're right, there is another difference. The difference is that the first three daven 19 brachas and the second three daven 24 brachas, the Tana left it out. Gemara says, my shaya dahai shaya. What did the Tana leave out that it left out this? The suha ein bein katani, and furthermore it says ein bein. Ela Tana be suhe kamairi, it's filas lo kamairi. Rather, we say no, the Tana is talking about isurim, he's not talking about tefillas. So, meaning, it's true that there's another difference in terms of tefillas, that the first three have 19 brachas and the middle three have 24 brachas, but the Tana doesn't get into it because he's only talking about isurim. Tana is talking about the Tana of this brisa. It says ein bein. The only difference between the first three and the middle three is his isur malacha. He's only talking about isurim. They're not talking about that, because tefillas is not an issue of isur v'hatar.
Right.
It's just tefillas is an issue of what you daven.
And that's in the next paragraph gets into the Seder.
Right, so according to this answer, the Gemara is going to bring it in by Yisema, but just to summarize, mm-hmm. according to this answer, the Gemara is saying that the first three have 19 brachas, and there's a difference between the first three and the middle three, because that the middle three has 24 brachas, It was almost, why did the Tana leave it out? It's not even called leaving it out because the Tana wasn't talking about it. Tana was only talking about Isra Malacha. Mm-hmm. But it comes out, according to this answer, that there's 24 brachas in the middle three. Right? So that's already what seems to be problematic with our Gemara later on that says that there's only 24 brachas in the final seven. Mm-hmm. Just see if there's a Rashi in this. So look at Rashi here. In the answer, just to go to hit on this point, Halchi Garsinan, where it says Hey Gimel, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, like 12 lines up from the bottom of the Rashi's. My Shire, the High Shire. What did the Tana leave out that he left out this? Ella be Surei Kamayri. Ella, the Gemara says no. Okay, we're changing. We're saying the Tana. There is a difference between the first and the second. Tana is talking about Surim Tefilas Lokamayri. Rashi says, Uman de Garas Shire Teva. There was a girsa out there that says that he left out Teva. And that would be a way of saying that the Tana is talking about everything. And the Tana left out the Teva bit. So he left out the Teva bit. And then he also says that there's another difference of the brachas of 18, of 19 versus 24. Uman de Garas Shire Teva, Motsina Sa Teva. That the Tana, in other words, you can answer. In other words, Rashi is suggesting that according to there's a girsa out there that says Shaya Teva Matsina Sateva, which is our Mishnah, right? The Tana of that Brayisa says Ain Bain. The only difference between the first three and the middle three is in terms of work. So the Gemara was looking for what else did he leave out? If you want to say that there's a difference in terms of tefillas, then what else did he leave out? Mm-hmm. So the Rashi says there's a girsa out there that says Shaya Teva. He left out the fact of Matsina Sateva. That, in other words, that the Tana left out. There's another difference between the first three and the middle three, that they take out a teva. Mm-hmm. He says, no, shibushu, that's wrong. De'ina ela ba'achronos, kira besamach. That's only in the final seven, like what the Gemara is going to say later on. Amishah pshita le de'ina ela ba'achronos, it's pasha to the Gemara, that's only in the last seven. So don't bring in the teva piece, because that's pasha, that it's only in the last seven. So that's not the difference between the first and the middle three. It was like startling because Rashi is saying that Rashi is being sensitive to the fact that Teva is, that there's a Mishnah that says that the Teva is different, and Rashi says that's only with the last seven. But if that's only with the last seven, so you would think that just like they only take out the Teva and the Aron Kodesh in the last seven, so too they only daven 24 in the last seven, right? Mm-hmm. So, but he's ignoring that. Mm-hmm. He's saying that, oh, in terms of tefillas, it sounds like from the Gemara here, Rashi's acknowledging that there's a Gemara later on about Teva. He says, oh, that's only with the last seven. So, so according to this Gemara, that right now, before you get to the Yibay Yisema, the Gemara has to hold that there was like a split in the Mishnah in the next parak. That the Mishnah says, Seder Tanias, and the Mishnah says, you take out a Teva. Taking out the Teva was only in the last seven. The Gemara says they only take out the Teva in the last seven. That's the Gemara that we saw on Tesvav. Because of the steer and the bryce, the Gemara said that when it comes to taking out the Teva and putting on the ashes, that's only the final seven. But the Gemara
says it before, it's only the last
right. seven. Right. So Mitzvina said, right, exactly. That's what we started with today. That Shavachonos Mitzvina said Teva L'Rechov HaShalir, Nosna Eifal Gabi HaTeva, Roshanasi, that's only the last seven. But the Gemara must be holding now that the other aspect of the day, which is the how many brachas they say, that long piece in our Mishnah, six brachas and the Shemalos and all that, that would not be only in the final seven. The brachas would be in the middle three as well. That's what the Gemara has to be holding. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, we didn't read the Mishnah like that, but the Gemara here holds like that. You know, it's not like completely impossible because maybe they're tiered like that, that the middle three have an extra chumrah, just like we know the middle three have a chumrah about an extra chumrah that The five things that they can't do, rechitza and nasa sand and all that. They have an extra chumrah over the first thing. It's a full day fast. Mm-hmm. So maybe just like they have an extra chumrah of a full day fast and all those five things, they also have a chumrah that they dive in a private shemana esrei in a regular shul, but it's a 24 shemana esrei.
Makes sense to have three.
Yeah. Right. You'd still have to be splitting hairs here because the same Mishnah says that the final seven have an extra chumrah. It says that matrian, they blow the shofar. Mm-hmm. And it's clear from our Mishnah that in the Mishnah here that they blow the shofar in conjunction with the Shemana Esrei. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to still split it and say they daven 24 brachas, but they don't blow. Mm-hmm. It says only matrian is in the last four. Right. They 24 brachas, silent Shemana Esrei, no big theatrics, no blowing, and not locking the stores, and that only and the blowing and not locking the stores and teva only is in the last seven. That's how you'd have to come out. This is also, you could read the Rashi like this. If you go back to Rashi on Tesvav, a cryptic Rashi, Rashi says, in the beginning of the Gemara, the first Rashi, Afilu B'Kamaisa, the Gemara asks the question that we take out the Teva even in the first ones, even the first and second. As she says, Matsina Sateva, I feel the Bakamais Matsina Sateva, Bitmia. Even in the first ones we take out the Teva, Bitmia. And then he answers, Kikutani Nami Masisan, Seda Tanios Ketsan. When the Mishnah says Seda Tanios Ketsan, Seda Tanios Achronos Kamairi, it's talking about the final seven. So, in other words, you could read the Rashi as follows. Rashi understands the whole Shakla Vatayar, the whole question in the Gemara on Tesvav was only about taking out the Teva. The Gemara wasn't talking about the tefillas, 24 brachas. The Gemara is talking about Matsina Sateva. Mm-hmm. The Gemara even could read like that. It says in the Gemara that, over here on Tezbab, it says, Raminhu. The question was, it says, Shalosh Tanios Rishonos Ushnios Nechnasan Beis HaKnesses U'Mispalim. The first and the second three, they go into the shul and they daven, Kedarach Shemispalim Kol HaShana Kula. So he'll have to read that Kedarach Shemispalim Kol HaShana Kula just means that they daven indoors. Is not referring to brachas because theoretically the brachas could be different, but the kedushim espalon kol shana kula means that they daven indoors. Final seven, they take out the table and they put the ashes in osnei from efal gabei teva, v'rosh hanasi, and so on. So the only point of contention according to Rashi is the motzina sateva. As I'm saying, I'm just being medayik. Rashi said motzina sateva. He doesn't say that the question is motzina sateva. Umispalim chafdal brachos, and you say Misha Anna and all those things. It's only the only and the Brisa the Gemara brings doesn't have the Gemara doesn't quote the Brisa as having mentioning that you mentioned Misha Anna and that you say 24 tefillas. Maybe we don't know what that Brisa looked like. I was looking for if there would be an asterisk to say Tosefta. We could look it up. Mm-hmm. The Gemara like sometimes doesn't quote us the whole Brisa. Mm-hmm. This Brisa just said there's a difference in terms of Motzina Sateva. That was the point of the contention. The Gemara answers, yeah, our Mishnah is talking about the Shabbat Achronos. Shabbat Achronos is Motzina Sateva. So that's how you could have this Gemara still be in peace with the Gemara in Yud Gimel, because you could say this Gemara is saying that there's a difference in terms of Teva, in terms of indoors or outdoors procedures. But in terms of the Shemana Esrei itself, that Shemana Esrei 24 could be done also in the second string of fast, right? That's I think how we can make peace with the Gemara. Just Pasha Pshat. Fine. Let's do quickly. Actually, we're not going to have time to necessarily go through the Gemara. I just want to show you how the Tosus develops this. What I think is the way to read the Rashi Motzina Sateva. I think it's one of these instances where Rashi and Tosus agree under the Pshat. Tosus arrives to it through question and answer, and Rashi just tells you what the it just says it to you simply.
Which
top of Tesvav and Beis, because Tosus is going to mention the Ibayisema, but the main point he's asking from is from the part of the Gemara that we read already. I feel a bit kamaisa. So he's going on the Gemara's question. Over here, the Gemara's first question. Afilu b'kamaisa, klomer. Afilu b'gimel tanios harishonos, b'gimel shnios, kamer b'masnisin matzina tateva l'rechove shalir. V'omer chavdal brachos. So Tosfos, the way he phrases the question is that even in the first three and the middle three, the Mishnah says here that you take out the teva to the Rechov HaShalir and you say Chavdali Brachas. Mm-hmm. So he's reading it that there's a point of contention about the brachas also. Mm-hmm. How can you say that we say 24 brachas all the time, all 13 fasts? It says, Reminu v'hatanya, v'yishonos v'yishneos nichnasin v'chulei, perish v'mispalin v'akadech kalashana kula. It says in the Braisa that they take out, in this Braisa here that the Gemara brings, the first three and the middle three, they enter the Beis HaKnesses, and they dive in k'derech v'mispalin kalashana kula. The way that they daven all year round, Tosfos understands. When it says that they pray there the way that they pray all year round, it means to say that he says 18 brachas like they daven all year round. So according to Tosfos, the question is on everything. The Gemara's question is that how could you say that they take out the teva, afila b'kamaisa, and then they dive in 24 brachas afila b'kamaisa. The Braisa distinguishes in those both areas. The Braisa says they only take out the teva in the final seven, and Tosfos is reading that the Braisa is also saying they only dive in 24 in the final seven. Right. So according to Tosos, the Gemara's question was, "Filu b'kamaisa," that they're going to be they say 24 brachas even in the first three and the middle three. Mm-hmm. And then he answers, and so that's how you read the Gemara Bikasha, and he says it's difficult. The Hale'el Parakama Kaminan, because earlier in the first parak we say Ein Bein Gimel Tanios Shnios L'Shalosh Akronos Gimel Tanios Shnios L'Shalosh Rishonos. Only difference between the first three and the middle three. Al Shabeilu Mispalin Mutar Masias Malacha. Beilu Asur Masias Malacha. The Bach takes out the word Mispalin because the Bryce doesn't say that. The Bryce says the only difference is that is in terms of work. The Hal Inin Asrim La'arba Zavazah Shabin. But in terms of 24, they're both equal. The bein barishonos, the bein baemzios, hayom omrim chavdalin. Both in the middle ones and in the first ones and the middle ones, they would say 24. So he's bothered. The Gemara before was said that the only difference between the Gemara said that the first ones and the middle ones they say 24. The Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara there asked as a kasha that the only difference is in terms of melacha or not, but in terms of chavdal, in terms of tefillah, they're both equal. That you dive in 24 brachas, you dive in 24 brachas. The Gemara over there in the makshan was thinking that you say 24 brachas all the time, mm-hmm. the last seven, the middle three, and the first three. So he's bothered that. How could the makshan assume that there are 24 brachas all the time? If the Makshan over here says that in the first three and the middle three they dive in Kalashana Kula, they say 18 brachas. So he's saying that why does he's asking from the Makshan, the person who's asking the Kasha in both places, is that how the Bach. The Bach sees it. Look, if you look at the Bach, Dalid. Tosus der Maslav Afilo Vakasha, Tal El, Nichta Bitsiro Perish, Hamaksha Ka'amar Hachi Le'el. The Maksha says this earlier. Vim Kain, Sasi Dibre Hamaksha Adadi. Here, the words of the Maksha are contradicting each other. The Hachakasal Kadaitan, the Amis Palin El Yachest. Because here, the Havamina is when the only diamond is 18. As here, the Gemara has a Havamina that they only diamond 18. in the first and the second brachas. And here over here on this Gemara, the Gemara is asking, how could you say they only daven 18? How could you say that we daven 24? It says in the Braisa that they only daven 18. So that means that the Gemara answer is that the Mishnah is only talking about the last seven. But it's true, yeah, the first and the second three are different, and they daven 18. But the Makshan thought that it was that the Mishnah here was talking about all the first and the second, and that was the problem. So, but the Makshan over there says that in Bain, the Makshan thinks that there's going to be 24. There are 24 brachas for both. And then he asks another kasha from the Ibayis Emma. You skip down to the answer, I think he's going to end up coming to the same thing, say the same thing as Rashi. The Yesh Lomar, a couple lines down, this that it says over here that they daven, like they daven all year round, La Beshim Ababa Brachos Kamar. It's not talking about the 24 brachas. Ela Kamar Shemispalin Kedarach Kalashana. It's not talking about the brachas. It's only saying that they would be a misbah like all year round, that they wouldn't take out the teva. So if you read it like that, Tosis answered this question. What's the math? The math is that the point of contention according to Tosis is only about the taking out the teva. It wasn't about the shema, the brachas. So misbahlin b'chadar chalashana kula means they say 18 brachas. In other words, then the Gemara never was asking about the 24. The Gemara always knew that the 24 brachas is only in the final seven. So when the Gemara, so working backwards, Tosis is saying from the fact that the Braisa is only talking about the location of the teva, it's not talking about how many brachas. So the kasha wasn't about brachas. The Gemara knew all along that there are only 18 brachas, and the only question was about the teva. And therefore, when the Gemara before said that, okay, I'll read it over again. Mm-hmm.